Texte numéro 103. Taliban postpones return to school for girls. Just hours after schools for girls were due to open, the Taliban ordered them to shut down again. Teenage girls in Afghanistan have now been denied their right to an education. Under increasing international pressure, the Taliban had originally said that schools would open for all students, including girls, after the Afghan New Year, which is celebrated on March 21st, on the condition that boys and girls were separated, either in different schools or by different learning hours. But on Wednesday, girls above the sixth grade were told to stay at home until a school uniform appropriate to Sharia and Afghan customs can be designed. The decision is likely to spark widespread international condemnation. Tamanna, 18, who goes by her first name due to security issues, told CNN she had arrived at school Wednesday morning to start her senior year, after 8 months of being deprived of education. But when she and many other girls arrived at their school gate, they were told to go back home and wait until further notice, even though the Education Ministry said that it assures once again that it is fully committed to ensure the rights of young people to education. The UN mission in Afghanistan responded Wednesday, tweeting that it deplores the Taliban's decision to extend their indefinite ban on female students above the sixth grade being permitted to return to school. The US Embassy in Kabul said he was deeply troubled by reports that girls were not being allowed to return to school, and that the news was very disappointing and contradicts many Taliban previous assurances and statements. All Afghan youth deserve to be educated. His concerns were echoed by the US Special Envoy for Afghan Women, Girls and Human Rights, Rina Amiri, who said the move weakens confidence in the Taliban and further dashes the hopes of families for a better future for their daughters. Last month, Afghanistan reopened some of its universities to male and female students, following their closure last August during the Taliban's takeover. The Taliban said at the time that it needed to set up a secure transportation system for female students before allowing them back into the classroom. The Taliban had already banned women and girls from education and work when they were in power between 1996 and 2001. In September 2021, Taliban spokesman Zubiullah Mujahid told CNN that women would be allowed to study, but a so-called decree on women's rights published in December that year failed to mention access to education or work. In December, the Taliban also banned women from taking so-called long-distance road trips in Afghanistan on their own, requiring that a male relative accompany them for any distance beyond 45 miles. Adapted from CNN, March 2022.